Police in Haiti say they have regained control in 3 of 11 towns seized by armed gangs over the past few days. Widespread violence is reported in several towns in western and northern Haiti as police and government battle opposition gangs. More than 40 people have died since the violence began last week. The United Nations is warning of a humanitarian crisis if the violence does not end soon. Police consolidated their control over the town of San Marc on Tuesday, about 70 kilometers north of Port-au-Prince, and also the nearby town of Grand Guave. In the northern port city of Cape Haitien, Haiti's second largest city, supporters of Haiti's government and police attacked suspected government opponents on Tuesday. So far, police have not said when they will move against armed gangs who seized the western port city of Gonaïves last Thursday. Speaking at a news conference in the capital on Tuesday, Haiti's Secretary of State for Defense, Jean-Gérard Dubré, said when authorities do move against the rioters, they will move with efficiency. Mr. Dubré says police are facing small groups of demonstrators who are using civilians as shields when they attack the authorities. The violence over the past week is the worst to strike Haiti in a decade. Much of the violence is the work of gangs in Gonaïves and surrounding areas who were once considered staunch supporters of Haiti's president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Over the past 6 months, a growing coalition of anti-Aristide business leaders, politicians, and members of civil society groups have been protesting against Mr. Aristide's government, saying it is guilty of human rights abuses, mismanagement, and corruption. The charges are disputed by Mr. Aristide and his supporters. The protesters have called on Mr. Aristide to step down 2 years before his term officially expires, something he says he has no intention of doing. Opposition groups in Port-au-Prince have condemned the violence now underway in large parts of the Haitian countryside. Meanwhile, UN officials are warning that vital food delivery supplies are being disrupted to the point where Haiti will soon face a humanitarian crisis if the violence is not brought under control soon. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.